If Reality Check Radio enriches your day and life, support us to keep bringing you the content, voices, perspectives, and dose of reality you won't get anywhere else. Visit www.realitycheck.radio/donate.
You're on Reality Check Radio. It's Real Talk with Rodney Hyde. Here's another great supporter, humbling, Linda Wharton. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Rodney. Thanks
for
inviting
me. You're such a heroine of all our listeners. And to have you come out and give us such a lot of support was truly humbling. Thank you.
Oh, well, you're welcome. We've all been called to step up in ways that we never anticipated 4 years ago, haven't we? Including you. Your life.
Have you always been amazing?
Well, no, that's so lovely of you, Rodney, but I'm just like every other person. Honestly, this is the fascinating thing when I'm traveling. At the moment, we're traveling around the South Island. I'm doing a lot of speaking engagements, and it's a really interesting thing the way people, beautiful people, come up and share their stories, and they often have really amazingly supportive, kind things to say about what I've done. And that includes usually, you're so brave, you're so courageous, I couldn't do what you're doing. And I think that's just a really interesting kind of misconception about what bravery is or what courage is, because people kind of think that means that you're this amazing person that doesn't feel fear or doesn't have self-doubt, you know, all those human kind of vulnerabilities. But that's just so not the truth. I'm just like everybody else. Some days I wake up and I think, oh, why am I doing it? Why? How come it's me? And, you know, I feel a sense of dread or exhaustion. So, yeah, I'm no different. Too many words to say thank you, Rodney, but, you know, I'm just like everybody else.
Well, and I'm going to tell listeners that I had you and your husband stay with us in your caravan for 3 days. It was the most wonderful 3 days. And I have to say, when you left, all of us, children included, we just felt such a hole.
Oh, God bless you. It was beautiful being there.
So empty, and we were like, oh, I would like to show Craig this. Oh, Linda would love this. And we missed your insight and the conversations we had. And you're such a warm, to me, you're such a warm, generous, giving person that is amazing. I just loved it. I just, you know,
oh,
and you,
so did
you
we,
make
Rodney.
Us, you make us all strive to be better by your example. Anyway, I don't want to go on too much because I'll embarrass you.
Yes, but thank you.
You are the fact that you say you're not amazing. Trust me, you and your husband are two of the most amazing people I've ever met.
Oh,
and
wow, Rodney.
I have.
Thank you so much.
I loved it. And to have our kids just adore you is amazing. Tell me.
They are so adorable, those three children. We had little thoughts about kidnapping them because our caravan life is very quiet with two old grey nomads and a barky dog.
Well, my little boy would, your resale value on your caravan would go down dramatically if you had my little boy in there for a couple of days. He just has a habit of just not meaning to, but just sort of breaks.
Well, he never stops moving, does he, Rodney?
Doesn't stop moving.
He moves at velocity, put it that way.
At velocity. And his brain's ahead of his movement of his limbs often. Now, you've been on this great tour of the South Island. We're going to talk, you know, at length at a later time. It's just a drop in. But how's it been?
It has just completely exceeded any expectations that I had. I didn't really have expectations. And, you know, honestly, it wasn't something that I planned. A wonderful man from down south who is a passionate VFF person and is connected to the VFF network basically said, oh, we hear you're in the South Island and you're driving around and, you know, would you like to do some talks? And it just sort of went from there. And I think we've got, I think we've had, well, we will have had 9 events by the time we've finished the ones that we're doing. So last night was fantastic. It was a fabulous night. We're in Invercargill. We went out to the bluff yesterday and I took had my photograph taken with the famous sign because I've never been as far as bluff. And last night we had a probably the biggest event that we've had. I think there must have been about 150 people in the audience. Yeah, it was really, really great. And I spoke for about 2 hours and there were lots of questions, lots of, you know, audience involvement and interest. So it was really great. And now we've got 3 days just kicking back, resting. It's been a whirl of beautiful social activity with amazing Southern hospitality and potluck dinners to die for. These guys know how to do potluck dinners.
Oh, wonderful.
And so now we're off to the Catlins for 3 days.
You'll love the Catlins.
Yeah.
Stay at Curio Bay.
Thank you, Rodney. Yeah, hopefully some lovely walks, weather permitting. And
do you find you get peopled out? Because it must be quite intense, because intense stories. And I know when I get talking about COVID and when I get talking about it with you, I find myself getting very intense.
Yeah, I really do, because, you know, we're all wired differently and people struggle to really believe this about me, but I am and always have been a real introvert. And in order to keep my physical wellness and my emotional and psychological balance, I have to alternate between bursts of, you know, intense involvement with people and then avoidance time where I just, you know, disconnect from the phone. And I'm still all right doing my online stuff, but I just need time away from people. And it's not that I don't love people. I do. I love being with them, but I get exhausted when I don't have alone time. Whereas my traveling mate, my hubby, he is a real extrovert. And so he
gets energy off people.
He gets energy. He gets filled up by people. And, you know, we just, the silver lining, the beautiful gift of the last 3 years, because it has been challenging and hard, obviously, for everybody doing this kind of work, but the beautiful gift is the amazing, open-hearted, intelligent, supportive people, courageous people whose lives have been tipped upside down because they refuse to comply with, you know, mandates, etc. And they are just the absolute gift of this phase of our life. So everywhere we go, we're like when we came to your place, we're just so warmly welcomed. We're fed. When I go home, I am going to be living on salads and fish for I don't know how many weeks because I've expanded in the South Island.
And but a lot of red meat.
Yes, a lot of red meat. But and it's all home kill. Everything's, well, it's either home kill or, you know, everybody's got chest freezers filled with venison that they've shot in the back block. So it's very different to being in the North Island or in Auckland anyway.
And I love your X feed. And I was pleased and excited to see you feel the tides turning.
I do. And, you know, it's quite recent because I have had real doom and gloom phases where I have to check myself when I do public speaking so as not to leave everybody with, you know, a desire to go jump off the cliff at the end of my event, because I've seen a lot of darkness and I half jest that I feel like that, you know, the angel of doom or the angel of darkness when I do my presentations, because you can't really put a smiley twist on the reality of what I see and what we've lived through. But I really genuinely do, because I am so involved with Twitter, or X as it's called. I spend a lot of time on there posting, connecting with scientists, doctors, researchers all around the world. And so I've got eyes on the ball in quite a lot of different countries. And I see that what started as a tiny little trickle of of truth just popping up in mainstream spaces, you know, newspapers or radio shows or TV stations. It's growing so rapidly. And in this last week, it's been startling to see the New York Times do...
Which is traditionally, I mean, it's the paper of record for the world. It's like the Times of London.
Yeah.
And also it's very mainstream.
Oh, they have used their massive global clout and their platform to vilify anti-vaxxers and conspiracy theorists for the last 4 years. But suddenly, and look, don't get me wrong, you know, there will be an agenda. That it will be part of a greater plan, what they're doing right now. But they have come out with a feature story acknowledging that thousands of people believe, they can't quite bring themselves, can they, to say they are vaccine injured. Thousands of people believe they may be vaccine injured and that we need to listen to these people. So in the same week that they have done that, Chris Cuomo, who is has got a big platform, I think it's, is it called Newsweek or News something, his TV show anyway, and Chris Cuomo was vile the way he treated people who refused to be vaccinated, absolutely vile. Well, he interviewed a vaccine-injured ex-medic this week, and in the show, Chris Cuomo comes out and says he is seriously vaccine-injured, Chris Cuomo, and he is seeking the best medical care. He's seeing the top specialist, and he says to the other, to his interviewee at the end of the show, I'll give you the connections to those people to help you. And at the end of the interview, Chris Cuomo says, you know, about being vaccine injured, and he says, like millions of other people, not thousands, millions. And this is beaming out to millions of Americans on mainstream TV.
This is a huge turnaround.
Massive.
And the New York Times article, I understand, had the comments page opened.
Yes.
And a couple of thousand people were detailing their injuries on their page.
When I posted a video that somebody had made of the comments, scrolling through the comments, and at that time, which was last night, there were 2,000 comments. And when you have a look at that video, it's just truth bomb after truth bomb after truth bomb of real Americans just saying, this is me, I am vaccine injured. And at least by yesterday, they'd left the comments thread open. They weren't censoring it. It was open and people were writing the truth. It's stunning.
So it may not be a bad thing that we still haven't got our COVID inquiry off the ground, because in a funny way, this is just opening up the possibilities and mainstreaming our concerns for this inquiry, because we can point to the New York Times, we can point to Chris Cuomo, we can point to AstraZeneca in Australia, was it, admitting that, yes,
UK.
Yes, people do very rarely get hurt. So...
100% agree, Rodney. 100% agree. You know, I sense when I'm traveling and speaking with people, there's a lot of pessimism, a lot of people that don't believe, you know, think it's all just a political show, that this supposedly independent COVID inquiry. Certainly it has been a political show, the one-year inquiry that we've had with the commissioners appointed by Jacinda, specifically headhunted by her. That was a complete sham. But I'm still keeping the faith. I still have faith that something is better. Something better is coming with that inquiry. And I also, you know, I just believe in perfect timing and exactly what you said, the fact that there's a slow fruition and seemingly nothing is happening. While I do believe things are happening behind the scene, every day we're just gathering more and more and more evidence to support our case of harm.
Well, there you go, listeners. That's a great drop-in by the beautiful and wonderful Linda Wharton. You can follow her on X. I highly recommend it. Great follow. Well, how do you find you on X? It's NZ.
Yes, so we're called something different on X, which, by the way, used to be Twitter, because some people don't know what X is.
Yeah.
And we're called NZ and the mRNA, NZ yes. and the mRNA. So on our other platforms, we're called the Health Forum NZ, yeah. but I wanted something a bit punchier because it's a very global audience on Twitter. Mm.
And so that's NZ.
NZ and the mRNA.
Wonderful, wonderful posts that you do. Goodness knows, because you bring the world's research to our fingertips. Linda, and if you get the chance, go to a Linda's presentation, because whatever you think you know, you go to a presentation, blows you away. Wonderful presentations. Linda, thank you for your support. We look forward to having you on for an extended time. Keep warm enjoy the Catlins. I envy you for the first time going to the Catlins. It's beautiful.
Wonderful. Thanks so much for having me. Stay warm too, Rodney.
Take care. Bye-bye.
See you.
If Reality Check Radio enriches your day and life, support us to keep bringing you the content, voices, perspectives, and the dose of reality you won't get anywhere else. Visit www.realitycheck.radio/donate.